Blog Talk Radio.
Now let me break down something for y'all. When y'all niggas out here making music, my nigga Dope, he make moments. That wasn't the Dope Land shit. That was a moment. That Dope, the EP. A moment. Dope, the album. That was a moment. Now, why y'all still worrying about those moments? We looking towards the future. Y'all can stay in the past.
Dope, I'm in the building. I'm pimping like a savage. I dig him out like radish. My demeanor is so mannish. I'm flexing like a ogre in these streets, just like I'm homeless. Convertible tops, I leave these haters domeless. I'm popping things in tags, be walking with my rag. I'm the nigga they call Dope. I'm the nigga, I'm the goat. I'm sitting on them 20s, the posse makes it smoke. I'm pushing hemis like Atlas, pushing 100 out to Vegas. I'm a big boy till I die, so that means I'm so official. My life is too short, got me blowing on the whistle. These niggas hella foul, so I hit them with the replay. These niggas hella lame, calling flags on the play. I make it on the underground, gangsta shit for the boulevard. My shit hitting hella hard, gangsta leaning in the car. Turning up the avenue, I'm shining like a superstar. Hell yeah, I'm throwing shade, cause I'm shining over all of y'all.
And when y'all bellies all full up from all that good stuff in turkey, all that fly shit on Thanksgiving, my nigga Dope giving y'all one more thing to be thankful for. Some heat straight out the West Coast. Now, an ungrateful motherfucker wouldn't know how to appreciate it, but I bet you do.
I'm about to rack it up, rack it up. I tell her back it up, bitch, back it up. She's over 21, me, she ain't no juvie. She's off that 151, we bout to make a movie. My pocket's fat, no hunger strike, so means that I'm eating. Hot pockets, keep that fire, better watch how you be speaking. My pocket rocket, so I leave you couple noodles leaking. I got that pure dope, so I leave your speaker tweaking. I pull up like an exercise, leave your body exercise. I'm spitting out that nasty shit that's spinning like the Exorcist. So welcome to Dublin. Some people call it coking, where we leave them blocks smoking. Motherfuckers, it's called Oakland. BMG all day, BMG we don't play. Match up in the studio, Buster's album's on the way. I'm still blessed, my stars, just like if I was Henry. I'm grinding hard till I die, shit, off the Bellevue.
Yeah, grind to die, bless your thoughts, the best music. Fuck they talking about.
The mechanics.
Tremendous flappy, kinda like a
Dublin, reached out to Bradley. Some of you so-called real ones really suckers, not valid.
Not valid.
I know some hustlers that's really solid, not salad.
Not salad.
B40's backing, backing and stabbing.
Savin.
I don't be dowsing,
jowsing.
Or jawjacking,
jack.
You better watch me.
Watch
I'm
me.
Coming Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
Go bad on the pussy, fuck nigga.
Then I.
Niggas be perpetrating like they look out for their boys. How the fuck you gonna call yourself a boss if you ain't got no employees?
Got no employees.
Around this motherfucker with your cape out.
Cape out.
Do anything in your power just to get out.
Get out.
I can call in a favor, I can pay a fee.
Fee.
My family don't even know Killer Tree for the Rock in the hospital over me.
Over me.
Seaside, Monterey, Fresno,
Fresno,
Santa Rosa, Berkeley, Hayward, San Pablo, and San Leandro.
San Leandro.
Back in the old days,
You know, years ago, they had the A&R men to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Only real music's going to last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Talking women and vino. The contract like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused, it's far from the time to rest now. Debates growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and niggas wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. Fuck it, I don't even send it, they should know who's in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks, no game, no scrimmage. I ain't playing with you niggas at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents. But thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I can murder word of my nigga Irv. Yeah, I swear shit just started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
For you had braces. The all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. Inside's white in the Katy Perry's faces. Yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin. Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International hoe, that's my handle. My Saint Jean gone, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. Case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, Hov, it ain't many of us. I told him less is more, nigga, it's plenty of us.
Jazz crew, everything around me. Freeze. Get the money, dollar,
bill. Cake, 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 cake. 500 million, I got a pound cake. Niggas is frontin', that's upside down cake. Get them a red nose, they clown cakes. I should've never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. Now here's the icing on the cake. Cake, 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 cake. I'm just getting started, oh yeah, we got it, bitch. I done made more millionaires than Lotto did. Dame made millions, Big made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. Lior made millions, Cam made millions. Beans will tell you if he wasn't in the ceilings. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3's trying to chase this cab. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trill. I'm fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
I forgot names. I can't buy men no wet rain. Rather go and buy ball man. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang,
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang.
Spent 3 racks on new chain. My bitch love do cocaine. Ooh, I fuck a bitch, I forgot name. Yeah, I can't buy no Benny with the rain. Ooh, rather go and buy Balmain's. Ayy. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang.
My lean cost more than your rent.
It do.
Ooh, your mama still live in the tent. Yeah, still slanging dope in the jets. Huh?
Yeah.
Me and my grandma take meds.
Ooh,
none of this shit be new to me.
Nope.
Fuck a my teacher called tutory.
Yeah.
Bought some red bars, cost hella G's.
Huh?
Fuck your airline, fuck your company.
Fuck it.
Bitch, your breath smell like some cigarettes.
Cigarette.
I'd rather fuck a bitch from the project.
Yeah.
They kick me out of plane off Percocet. Now Lil Pump fly private jet.
Yeah.
Everybody scream fuck WestJet.
Fuck em.
Lil Pump still suck that meth.
Yeah.
100 on wrist, sipping on tape. Fuck a little bitch, make a pussy wet.
What?
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang.
Spread thin racks on new chain. My bitch love do cocaine.
Yeah.
I fuck a bitch, I forgot name. I can't buy me no wetter rain. Rather go and buy Balmain.
Yeah.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang,
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang.
Spread thin racks on new chain. My bitch love do cocaine. Ooh. I fuck a bitch, I forgot name.
Yeah.
I can't buy no Benny with the rain.
Ooh.
Rather go and buy Balmain's. Ayy. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
If they hatin', got a price to pay. California on my license plate. Last year they ain't even like the bay. Damn, but we don't never trip. All of us guys break dip. No, we never trick on that bitch. No, I can't quit. No, I don't fuck with that nit, bitch. But hey, put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some, yeah, we really going dumb. Put me on some, 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 yeah, we really going dumb. If they hatin', got a price to pay. California on my license plate. Last year they ain't even like the bay. Damn. Had to get it on my own. I could really get it if I want. You can't even get it on the phone. You ain't even know. I be with a bop getting down. I ain't gon' stop putting on. Front of home of the slang. Yeah. Bad bitches know my game. Yeah. Big bag with a aim. Yeah. You ain't really what you claim. Why you always in the way? Fat ass little ways. Bet you gon' make it shake. Say you bought it, but you ain't. Put me on some. 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 Yeah, we really going dumb. Put me on some. 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 Yeah, we really going dumb.
Stop babysitting, pass it. My fatty stretched like elastic. Yaper, I gotta have it. Born to trap, survival tactics. I'm so spiced, I can't even feel my face. Disrespect, get out of place. Then we gon' put you in your place. Bar none. All my little niggas on the run. All my little niggas go dumb. When they pull up on me in the traffic, they holler,
put me on some. Put me on some. Put me on some, put me on some, put me on some, yeah, we really going dumb. Put me on some, 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 yeah, we really going dumb. If they ain't got a price to pay. California on my license plate. If they ain't got a price to pay. Put me on some, 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 yeah, we really going dumb. Put me on some, put me on some, put me on some, put me on some,
Put me on some. Yeah, we really going dumb.
Hey, y'all, what it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music, Real Trap Wednesday. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in on the switchboard. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in online. And we appreciate y'all. This light-skinned nigga, Zave, said hurry up and start the show. So I'm going to go ahead, and after this last song, we're going to get the show started. Shout out to my man, Zave. Shout out to Lady B. And shout out to Jit. Oh, it's about to go down. This is my shit right here. I don't care what you got to say, Zave. This is my shit right here. I got to play this shit right here. And it is Bay, nigga. Bay shit. You don't know nothing about that.
MCM backpack, little nigga back. Fuck where that ass at, bitch where that cash at. Glad when we smoking, little dope, we don't match that. Any sucker nigga slide through, getting clapped at. House lick, we running through that bitch like it's fast track. I remember all them days I was broke, but I'm past that. Get the job done when I'm busting, I don't backtrack. Hit his block with them chops out like it's Baghdad. Shooter like Mad Max, leave a nigga stretched out. All headshots, dumb nigga, put that vest down. Beat the pussy up like a young nigga fresh out. Thugging with them texts out. I bring the jets out. Niggas ups on the kid, I bust a nigga head. 7.6 tools knocking off a nigga dread. Money on my mind, all I think about is bread. And tell your bitch get off my dick, she just tryna give me head. A bunch of young niggas sick with it like 40. 350 Yeezy boost, nigga, these ain't Roshi. On my back floor, I'm tryna bust down a rollie. My son, mom, everything, I treat her like a trophy. Pour two foes of that yellow, no Kobe. Got OGs that'll still shoot like Ginobili. A band for my coat, like I live with a snow being bigger from the crest where shit get funky, nigga.
And that's why I gotta keep a ratchet. Bad bitch, work two jobs and get taxes. Bought a new Glock, hold 30 like a plasma. All she want is two things, back shots and a back rub. And oh, I, I'm that nigga that'll do that. And oh, I can't lie, love the way that you move that. You know I, get that check and run through that. Got one clip, two clips, niggas know I keep two steps. And that's why I'm so anti. Can't trust these bitches, no, can I, oh. And I, always keep some shooters on standby, no. You fucking with a savage. Still remember days I ain't had shit. Everything designer, I don't match it. I been in 10 cents for these shoes if you tax it. You ain't fucking with a boss, nigga. Don't touch, don't ask how much these cost, nigga. Just know I got 10 so dark, can't see no eyes, both eyes. And that's why I'm so anti. Can't trust these bitches, no, can I, oh. And I always keep some shooters on standby.
Hey, y'all, what it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music, Real Trap Wednesday. We in the building. Once again, I want to thank y'all for coming through and listening while we talk shit, chew, spit. And if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. I'm going to bring on the first Negro. He needs no introduction, Will. He probably does because he doesn't come on very often because he's always be busy because he's out there making that money. My nigga, Zay. What's happening, Zay?
Nigga, if you don't shut your fake ass DJ Bilal ass the fuck up, nigga, oh, spinning record ass DJ, play what the fuck you want ass nigga. What's happening? Hey man, you showing that light skin thing. You know I got a dark ass father somewhere out here in this world. You feel me? Don't play me like that, nigga. This is my mom light skin, nigga. Okay, I get the best of both worlds. But no, what's up, party people, man? It's Trap Wednesday, man. Let's trap, man. I'm ready to talk shit and swallow spit. I like that.
You good? Yeah, man. Now we gonna take it to the queen because you know she's a favorite of the show. Like I can't like people say, hey, is Lady B gonna be on the show? I said most definitely. Lady B's in the building. What's happening, Lady B?
Same old shit, different toilet.
Oh, well, goddamn.
Oh, well, that's about it. shit. Everybody's just sitting back chilling after the holidays. So, I mean, I'm in the same place.
Amen. Amen.
Fuck
well,
yeah.
Let me go ahead. Introduce the mediator who's a gladiator, the black Sub-Zero, the black Mufasa, the mayor of Duval, the black Larry King, the loafer wearing, panty slipping, crown royal sipping, my man, working hard every motherfucking day except for today, Chronicle.
Hey, let me tell you something, my nigga. We squad deep in this motherfucker tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for the Gucci gang. Or is it the Coochie gang? You know, so I'm trying to see what's up. They should blow radio,
Coochie
baby.
Gang, Coochie gang, Coochie gang. Hey, baby. They say we hate on the youngsters, man, but I fuck with you. Now, I'm not going to say they're lyrical, right? I'm not going to say they're lyrical. But they do make it
not
some jams, though. I show love to the youngsters today on the show. You know what I'm saying? So all you old niggas, quit hating
on
the
youngsters. Yeah, I do my
diddy-bop, too. Let me shine. Yeah. Let the little youngsters shine. Let the little youngsters shine.
Lady B, what's up, baby? Dave, I see you back there, bro. What's good with you, man?
What's up with my brother from the country, man? How you doing, baby?
Already, man. Black Larry King up in this thing, man. Ready to get it started tonight.
Let's do it. Let's have it.
What's our first topic, Jit?
All right, we getting into it, man. Real Trap Wednesdays on Next to Blow Radio. First topic of the night. If you found Aladdin's lamp, what would your three wishes be? Now, you know, I'll be like, let me get a whole bunch of bitches and all that, but I ain't even going to do that tonight. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought a little hard about this. And this
give me
is going to be some real good shit, though.
Yeah.
My first wish, I will bring back my grandmother. My second wish, get the fuck rid of cancer. You know what I'm saying? Fuck cancer. And that's real nigga shit. And my
real
third
nigga.
Wish, because you know I am a country nigga. Hey, I just say unlimited fucking financial stability, which means AKA money. You know what I'm saying? So those are my three wishes, my nigga. But I want to know what y'all think about this. That was a good one, though. All right,
we gonna let Zay, because Zay got all his wishes this year. Oh, big old house having ass niggas. What's your three wishes, Zay?
Check that
Yeah. Right on, baby. Man, that's a good-ass question, especially when you're smoking weed. Fuck. All right. Let me go here with this one. The first one, I'm going to agree with my brother, Jit. I want to get rid of cancer, bro. Like, all diseases. Like, I feel everybody should be able to live, you know what I'm saying, a long life. Like, a long-ass fucking life, and nothing should interfere with that. I don't think no disease should ever take nobody off the face of this earth. Never. I don't believe in no diseases. So I would say get rid of cancer and all life-threatening diseases, man. Real talk. I agree with that. Shit. Second wish. LeBron win a championship every year that I'm alive. Every year.
We need South.
That nigga could be 80 years old, averaging a triple double in the finals. Nigga, you win it every year. Every year. And
still the same.
And my third wish is, I would say, I want to say financial stability, but some of y'all niggas deserve to be broke. And that's just real shit. Y'all not got, fuck that. Because a lot of evil people got money and they fuck up this world. So I'm going to go with my third wish is. Yeah, there you go. You feeling me right now, dude. You know what I'm saying. Third wish, I'm going to go with this one. I think that anybody that's in a relationship, like any man that has a woman, he should get pussy on command. There should never be a no. There should always be a no.
That's good. I like that.
Pussy should always be on command. Always on
always
command.
On skirt.
Never be, I don't give a fuck about your period. You being sleepy, you're tired, the kids, the work. I don't give a damn. I hit a button. It's, oh, my God, you're fucking me. You're killing me. I want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's my third wish, fellas.
Squirt. That's what's up.
Yo, okay. You feel me, bitch.
Endless squirt. Every you know how you go to Red Lobster and get the endless shrimp when you get the motherfucking endless squirt.
Endless pussy.
You
feel me?
There you go.
You feel me?
Ma.
Endless pussy. Oh. Ma. Nigga, trap wins.
Man. We're gonna have to rely on Lady B to bring some sense to this show. Lady B, what's your three wishes?
That was it. shit, that was eight. I said good shit.
I would have to say my first one would be to bring my first one would have to be to bring my mom back. Who actually passed on my brother's birthday, which was January 14th, 2014. My second one, I'm going to touch a little bit on that financial stability thing. I mean, not for everybody, but for all of those small business owners out there that's really doing the damn thing, I would wish that they have nothing but financial stability. Because I'm a small business owner, and it is hard. It's damn hard, especially when you're trying to compete. And the last one? Shit. The last one would have to be the, I would wish that Morris Chestnut wife would leave him so he can bring his old pretty black ass over here.
Sure, eh?
Yeah, we almost made it. Yeah. We almost made it without Lady B going to the dark side, and here she go.
The judge and jury. Man.
The judge I'm thinking jury. About my damn self too.
You feel me?
Check games, Lady B.
Think for yourself. Think
for
yourself.
For real, for real.
Oh man.
Old judge and jury.
Let me get my three wishes. I ain't sensitive like y'all motherfuckers, right? My first wish is. I wish I could use 100% of my brain. I want my IQ to be like 11 million around this motherfucker, right? Because then if my IQ is that high and I can use all my brain, I can do whatever the fuck I want to do in this world. I can make all the money, do whatever I need to do, and just have a happy, successful life. Like, that's my first wish. My second wish is I wish I could be 25-year-old dope for eternity, forever. I want to be 25-year-old dope was a bad motherfucker. 25-year-old dope
was good.
25-year-old dope was a bad motherfucker. I was ducking on niggas. I was pulling mad hoes. I'm just saying, man. 25-year-old dope was phenomenal. Shout out to 25-year-old dope. I want to be 25-year-old dope forever.
And say then 25.
Yeah, say 25. I want to. I'm outliving my kids and shit. I'm dunking on my kids. I don't give a fuck. My third wish is every time I pass gas, I want a new female would just pop up. And every time, and I'd have my harem. There we go. I have my harem. There we go. This is my three wishes.
Here we go. Here
every
we
time
go.
Every time I poop, Megan Good would just pop up. Megan Good would just pop up every time I poop it.
Right.
Okay, first of all, I'm gonna call bullshit. I'm gonna call bullshit on your three wishes. First of all, your first wish, you wish you're dark skinned, nigga. Stop lying. Okay, your first wish, you wish you were dark skinned.
Damn.
Nigga. Let's just keep it out there, nigga. You fucking hater. All right. And secondly, I knew you at 25. You was all right at 25, nigga. You wasn't like the nigga like at 25, bro. I don't know. Let's keep it real. I'm just letting you say. No, okay, I'm just fucking using it. All right, using it. My bad. My bad, Max Julian, the Mac. Okay, you was a nigga. All right, I gave it to you. Let me say this, though. Can I give another bonus wish, though, bro? Like, two wishes. Just,
no.
I'm sorry.
I'm bonus wish.
No
man.
Bonus wishes.
Hell, bonus wishes.
Okay, well, hold on. I take mine back.
Oh, greedy ass nigga.
Hell, bullshit is this. Greedy like a motherfucker.
Just greedy.
Oh, I'm black, nigga. We're greedy. Let me tell you, take mine back. The first wish, I would have wished for 100 more wishes. Ha, you never told me I can do that. But, on some real shit, I would have wished. Oh, wait a minute, stop. I'm being serious. I would have wished to get rid of racism. Like, I wish everybody just fucked with everybody, because I think that's what fucks us off. But two, I would wish that every child in this world have a good childhood. No child molestation, no pedophile, no getting beat on, no adoptions, no foster homes, no less fortunate, no unfair education. I want every kid who grow up to have the best motherfucking life they can. Now, when you become a teenager, 18, it's on you, my brother and sister, but at least every child should have a great childhood in this motherfucker, bro. I don't give a fuck.
I respect that.
Oh, Miss America pageant. Oh, Miss America pageant ass motherfucker. You want to be president or Miss America, nigga?
Miss America.
Or
Captain America.
This nigga, oh, Captain America ass nigga. Captain America.
The weed,
nigga.
It's the weed.
It's the weed. Man, Jit, what's our next topic, Jit? I can't deal with this.
All right, man. Next topic up. Let me tell you something. Some of these topics, my nigga, I don't know. But next topic up, I'm going to tell you like this. If your girl's pussy was stank, would you tell her, hell, motherfucker, yeah, we're going to have to spray some Summer's Eve or something around this motherfucker? Because, and I'm going to be real with you, because I feel like females, y'all quit to say, hey, nigga, you need to get in the shower. Your balls stank. You know what I'm saying? It smell like nut juice in this motherfucker. Y'all quit to say something to us. So, yeah, of course, of course. I can't even scuba dive like I want to in the coochie. If it ain't clean, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, of course I would say so. Those just my few thoughts on the topic. I want to know what y'all think about that. Gotta clean the coochie. You gotta be clean.
You can't, she can't Febreze the pussy shit. She can't Febreze it.
Can't Febreze. No, you can't Febreze that. That's that. That's that thirst trap shit. Ain't no Febreze.
God damn it.
You need the Summer Ease around this motherfucker. That's what I'm going to need you to do. I go buy for you.
Damn it.
That's what's wrong with niggas today. They use Febreze for everything. Coochie, dirty socks, clothes, you know. But go ahead.
I'm done. Lady B, if your man's ball sack smell like rancid truck juice, would you tell him? Morris Chestnut's ball sack smelled like dump truck water. Would you tell him?
I would tell him and help him wash some shit. He get this done now.
Well, lady,
we don't want no delays. I will help him wash them.
There you go.
It was all you do is come into America. The royal balls are clean.
Dope was written to use that line. He was waiting to use that line, though.
Yeah. I can cross that off my bucket list. There we go. Oh, man.
Yeah,
what you got, Zay? What you got, Zay?
Wait a minute. Nigga, is this really a fucking question? Who likes stanky pussy?
Hey!
Exactly.
I don't want to know the answer to who like it.
Some people like running into glass doors. Some people like kids kicking the back of their seat. You seen the commercial?
I know what you mean when you're trying to get that quickie. I know what you mean when you're trying to get that quickie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel where you're coming from.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I get where you're coming from. Okay, look, I get where you're coming from, especially when those bras. This is the thing when you fuck with a thick bra, a thick woman. When she wear those all black like work pants, and then she peel them off, and it'd be like, "Ooh, shit, bitch, you okay? Ooh, that kicked up a little bit, but you still gonna hit it though because that's your woman." But we talking about some stanky ass. This bitch smells like busted ass pussy.
Yeah,
this bitch
exactly,
pussy smell like Harriet Tubman, nigga. You got me fucked up. Nah, nigga. You gotta
wait a minute.
Shit.
How you know what the fuck Harriet Tubman like?
Nigga, okay,
that's
think about it. You
a,
think Harriet Tubman smells good right now? Come on, man. Harriet Tubman was 100 years old. A slave that was 100 years old. You think her pussy was smelling like roses? Come on. I mean, come on, rest in peace to Harriet Tubman. But let's be fucking real. All right.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying, bro. We've all been here. I'll make her take like what's called a hoe bath or a bird bath, which you just take the little towel with the little soap and wah-wah.
And that's
really
good shit.
But we talking about if her pussy smells like the mother from Good Times, I'm going to tell her no. Listen, sweetie, this ain't going to work.
Straight up.
Jit, keep it real, bro.
No, that 100, bro. Because everybody ain't desperate like dope-ass music. You know, he just run up in the shit. You know, I'm just saying.
He'll put his face in it. He'll put his face in it smelling like busty.
Y'all some disrespectful motherfuckers, man.
And wash his mouth out with Listerine afterwards.
Like ain't nothing happened. It didn't pass.
I love you, dope. I just had to put you out there, nigga. These topics are crazy. There's more topics.
I'm just saying, don't ever pass the blunt to Zave. Don't ever pass the blunt to Zave. It won't never taste the same. Uh-oh. Don't pass it to Zave. You won't never taste
the same. Don't pass it to me. I admit, I eat it from the back. Yes, don't pass me the blunt. More for me.
That's my nigga. That's my book.
You feel me, right? You feel me.
100, bro.
Don't be a cat, bro.
Oh man, hey! All right, so the reason why I brought up this topic, right? Because you know I'm sitting at work. I'm sitting at work yesterday, and you know the fellas are sitting there saying, you know, hey, you know, dude, you know, my chick, her coochie smells a little tart, but she got a fat ass and she's pretty. I'm like, damn. I'm like, shit. And he like he don't, and the coochie tighter than motherfucking security at Fort Knox. Or the 40-40 club. I said, ooh, shit. I was like, I don't know, my nigga. I don't know. I might have to just give her a pass or something. Like, or maybe put, like, a Altoid in her pussy or something. Like, maybe put an Altoid in there. So I don't know, man.
Not the Altoid.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Put some certs in her shit. I don't know, man. Fat ass. And ooh. But I would, man. If you should have a relationship with your woman where you can tell her, "Hey, babe, your pH balance is off." I agree.
Yeah, babe,
your pH balance is off. Now, if it's your fault that her pussy stink, now, because you know when you be banging it out, and you're saying it, you got her coming and squirting and all kind of shit, you gonna make the pussy stink. It's gonna but dissy lives matter. So if you're doing a good job, it's gonna stink. You're doing a good job.
That's real.
Damn it.
Pop your ass in the shower afterwards. Yeah, ain't no bird.
What's our next topic, Jit?
The coochie game. That's the next topic. Next topic up, Real Trap Wednesday. Next to Blow Radio. Next topic, man. Why is violence so prevalent in American society? I love when we do topics like this because a lot of times, man, we always don't have the answers. Even when I bring out a topic or don't bring a topic to the table, I'm trying to look for an answer too. One thing that I can say that contributes to it, I think Zay said earlier, racism. It's a lot of hate crimes. You got police shooting up our black brothers every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of that shit goes into the violent territory. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say it just comes with the game, but you know, we live in a world where we got a lot of shit going on, like, on top of the shit that we was already mad about in the first place, you know, so I can't really say, like, what contributes to it or, you know, why is it so prevalent, but I can say some of the factors, and like I said, man, hate crimes, police killings, you know what I'm saying, just a lot of shit. I want to know what y'all think about that, because that's serious, though, because violence is at an all-time high, state to state, city to city. It's crazy now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's really not safe to be on these streets these days because people going like, it's like it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker be here today and gone tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And you could have been just talked to a motherfucker. So, yeah, violence is at an all-time high, bro. But I want to know what y'all think about it, man. Next to Blow, a real-life, real-trap motherfucking topic.
Real talk.
What you got, Lady B?
I have to agree with him. A lot of it has to do with hate. You know, you got a lot of mad motherfuckers out there, like, for real. And it don't take much to set people off, but it's a lot of mad people out there, and people mad for various reasons. You know, you got people mad. Well, we already got our own issues because we come here oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got the people who brought us here. They got the nerve to be mad because we want to do better for ourselves. And that bring on a whole nother set of problems because they already feel like we're not supposed to have shit. So I would have to say it's all centered around hate.
And drugs, too. You know what I'm saying? It's drugs out there that motherfuckers don't, we don't even know how to pronounce that shit. And motherfuckers smoking that shit. They snorting that shit. They drinking that shit. They play in it, too.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, but that boils down to people who looking for, to me, I think that's people who still reaching for something. You know, they trying to find themselves or they just trying to escape reality. So that's always the outlet.
That's true. Absolutely.
What you got, Zay?
Yeah, I agree with
my sister and my brother on the phone. That's real talk. I would say it's just three things that factors into this answer for me, my opinion only. One is fear, two is religion, and three is gangster shit. By that I mean is fear. If you think about it, in order for me, you know, what comes with fear is I got to instill some type of fear in you. It comes from a form of violence. It could be mentally or physically. I got to instill that fear in you. So that's where it can stem from that, believe it or not. In order for me to take over from the kings, from Genghis Khan to all what's happening today, even to slavery, it always had to be a form of fear, violence. I have to show you that I'm taking over. So I will always say fear is the root to all violence. A scared man with a gun is the most furious person. You know what I'm saying? A woman getting beat or raped, she, you know, a scorned woman will snap. Things like that, I would say fear. Number two, religion. Think about all this shit we see with religion, even in our churches. It could be from the Baptist church to any church. They always say, God gonna get you if you don't do right by God, or the story of what God did to Solomon and Gomorrah. It's always a level of religion that has something to do with violence. Look what's going on with the brothers overseas, the Muslims. Nigga, you got race wars. How the fuck we talking about God loves us all and we killing each other over religion? I think religion instills that form of violence into you. And let's be real, bro. We all love gangster shit. We all are fascinated with that gangster shit. Come on, Godfather, Scarface, Crips and Bloods, Colors, it don't matter. Al Capone. Al Capone, any gangster, wherever, whoever on this phone, wherever you from, I bet you the gangster in your motherfucking area was looked upon as a king in your area. Facts.
Right.
I'll bet that right now. I'll bet that right now. And that motherfucker was the most ruthless nigga on the block. But he was the most ruthless, but you know what? He got fear, he got respect, and you motherfuckers admire him. Come on, man, gangster shit. This country was built on bloodshed, violence, and gangsters. Come on, man, what's happening in Chicago? Man, I wish them brothers would please wake the fuck up. If y'all listening, wake the fuck up. Stop it, because we going to need y'all when the real war coming, man. But you know what? Chicago been gangland since the beginning of Al Capone. That shit ain't changed. Bodies being dumped in Chicago, that was just niggas doing it. So those are my answers, bro. Religion, fear, and gangster shit, the admiration of gangsters in this country. We love it.
Hey, Zay, let me just say something, bro. That religion shit, you ain't never motherfucking lie, because, like, the religious people around here being gangster on some shit. Like, nigga, like, that's some real shit. And I've been noticing that within probably the last 5 years or so.
Come on, bro. Think about it. Okay, you from down south. Lady, you must be from down south. I don't know. I'm listening to your accent. I don't know, sweetheart. No disrespect. But even in the Bay Area, I bet you in the church it was some form of God going to strike down on you if you don't. They made it seem like God was the most. If I'm lying, say I'm lying. They made it seem like God is the biggest gangster of them all. You better fear him. Or he's going to do something. So I just
think it's
been instilled in us of violence.
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
Well, the reason why I brought this particular topic, right, is because it's crazy how we have been desensitized to violence. We even had it on the show where we would all, well, except for me, we would rather our children see acts of violence than acts of sex, right, even though sex is love, you know. Sex can be love, while violence is never love, right?
Check in.
But
go talk.
Violence has been prevalent, and we're so desensitized to it because war is natural. Can you imagine the first time somebody was like, you know what? I don't have it, you have it, and I'm gonna take it. Now, in the beginning, it was about survival. So. You know, that's Darwin's evolution of theory, the fittest, the survival of the fittest. That's just medullum obligatum primitive shit, right?
That's how it is. Yeah.
When it went from survival to I just want to take your shit because I can, that's when everything changed.
Yeah.
Everything now is I'll take it because I can. I have that option to take your shit, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's all now it's about power. And then also, think about it.
That'll make a nigga knock your ass out. Somebody trying to take some shit.
So then, and then also, I was watching the thought process behind Jay-Z's Jay-Z's Death of O.J., right? The reason why cartoons wear white gloves has to do with minstrels, right? Minstrel shows. The reason why after something blew up, they had blackface is due to the fact that was all prevalent for racism. Here's the thing. Non-consequential death. If you program people enough to think about it or to become numb to it, hence you can kill. So that's basically what happened in Germany during the Nazi reign is they desensitized all the people, made Jews seem less than human. So when you kill something that's not human, it doesn't matter. It's like killing a dog. Yeah, it's sad that you killed the dog, but at the end of the day, a dog is not a human. So, it's...
Yeah, now you kill a dog today, your ass going to jail. Better ask the football player. What's his name?
Michael Vick.
You said ask that nigga, huh? That's true, though.
Yeah, you fuck with a dog today and watch what happened to your ass.
Yeah.
Man, that's fucked up.
But you can kill a nigga, though. You can still kill a nigga.
Yeah.
You get less time for killing a nigga than you do a dog.
That's some real shit right there, dog. Real talk.
Yeah, that was, that was real.
But
you kill your whole family, your ass might be on the streets next week. Kill a fucking dog and watch how much time your ass get in jail. Don't even think about going home.
You ain't never lied. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. I think PETA got way more power than the NAACP. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah.
Amen. What's our next topic, Jit?
All right, man. Real Trap Wednesdays, Next to Blow Radio. Next topic up. If you were born to another race, what would you be? Now, y'all know goddamn well I'm a full-blooded nigga. I don't want to be no other race, but... But wait a minute, I'm going to play devil's advocate, and I'm also going to be a team player. You know, I got to have some motherfucking pigmentation, some, you know, dark skin. I say, you know, the closest thing to black is probably Hispanic. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll be Hispanic. Dope, you know, I don't like shit like this. I'm just being a team player tonight with y'all. And I want to know what y'all think, because I want to be a nigga, and I want to stay a nigga. That's why I'm the Black Larry King. But I'd be the Puerto Rican Black Larry King, too. You know what I'm saying? Because they get that bread, too. You know? Yeah, so we can do that. I can do that. With the good help.
What you going to be, lady?
I'm tired of Beijing. My bad.
What kind of question is this? First of all, I can't say white because when white folks get wet, they smell like dog. I never want to smell like dog. I don't give a fuck what the hell.
Oh, Lord. See?
It's something about that hygiene. I don't give a fuck what nationality. I just can't do white. Shit. God damn it.
That's some fucked up shit. That's the most racist shit I've heard ever.
You told me I'm a white person that don't smell like dogs when they get wet, and I shut the fuck up. Until then, I could count out at least five of them easy. Easy.
Okay.
At least. I don't know. I think I'm going with him. I got to be Hispanic. I just can't do the white thing. I'm sorry. And nothing else beats that. Yeah, let me speak a little Spanish or some shit, but I don't want to do the white thing. I mean, you got to think about it. Them some nasty motherfuckers, though. I mean, you think about it. Where does eating and all that come from? They've been licking shit from day one like animals. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
just getting warmed up to this shit, but they've been doing that shit. Think about it. I'm sorry, I can't pick up the animal traits. I'm sorry.
And right, baby, just... don't worry about it. This dope fault. That nigga fault. Shit. I'm talking about this shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just like, I can't do it. Can't do it. Don't let me be a Hispanic for a little while and teach me a little Spanish. I'm good.
See, you know, the crazy thing is because Zay is like white, black, Hispanic. He like everything already. So I want to. I'm curious to see what he's gonna choose.
Okay.
Yeah,
fuck
why do you have a white girl, huh?
Nigga, who ain't had a white girl? Let me tell you something. Let me put this in perspective right now, man. I'm going to put this in real perspective. Y'all, listen, man. Much love to my Latino brothers and sisters. What's up to my mommy out there? You know what I'm saying? Mira, mira. You feel me? I love the Latino. Gotta love the Latino women. I don't give a fuck. The Latino niggas, man, they cool. But let me say this, though, bro. Let's keep this shit real as fuck. Are y'all niggas tripping? I would be the most richest, self-entitled white boy ever. Are you crazy? Wait a minute. Hold the fuck up. You telling me I get to be like a fucking self-entitled, rich-ass white boy with a trust fund? I got Ferraris, yacht parties. Are y'all like that?
Something
that's what I'm going to be doing.
But guess what? I'm going to say this, though. Them white rich folks are some of the most unhappy motherfuckers on the face of this earth.
I take
being a little Hispanic, but them some unhappy motherfuckers. No matter how much money they got, ain't none of the motherfuckers happy. None of them.
Okay, hey,
show me a white person that's happy with a pocket full of money.
Baby, I feel you, and you know I feel exactly you right in line, but I'll be the most unhappy nigga on a yacht you've ever fucking seen in your life. I'm talking about. I'll be the most unhappy millionaire you've ever met in your fucking life, nigga. I've been broke ain't cool. Broke ain't hot. It ain't favorable. It ain't the shit. But I tell
I tell you why.
I ask y'all niggas right now, name me a rich Hispanic. Y'all bet you can name 10 white ones as quick as fuck, but name me one rich Hispanic. And don't say J-Lo.
The Puerto Rican Black Larry King.
The nigga that owns all the phone companies in Mexico. Who's that billionaire ass
nigga? What's his name, dope?
I know he owns Univision. He owns Univision and like
yeah, some telenovela nigga.
Yeah.
You see my point though, real talk. You see my point? We don't know no rich motherfucking lies. That's fucked up. We don't, but we know some rich white motherfuckers. I'll be Biff. Nigga, yes, I'll be all that shit. Nigga, fuck what you talking about.
I thought long and hard, right? If I had to give up my blackness and be someone else, I had to think long and hard, right? So I wouldn't want to be an Indian dude, you know, not the Indian like woo 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 woo. I'm talking about them. Like another slurping, my friend. I don't want one of them.
We know we talking about the Donald Ball head.
Yeah.
Buddy,
you talking about
hey buddy?
You talking about motherfucker that you know? You talking about motherfucker that stank and they all wear makeup. Like I can't deal with it. I can't do it. Niggas, they wear foundation and shit. I can't fuck with them, right? Then I was like, well, maybe I'll be an Asian. I mean, the Filipinos are the closest to niggas, but they're too short. And I don't like Hennessy that much.
And they got
I don't like Hennessy that much.
Too.
See that? And that's why I was gonna say that, but that's also I couldn't go there. I was gonna go Hispanic, but I'm like, man, I don't like my shirt buttoned up at the top, you know. And
damn,
you okay?
All the way to the neck.
And I don't like Home Depot, and I definitely don't want to work in nobody's fucking store. It's not gonna happen.
That nigga
but
hell.
He'll be a taco eating motherfucker though. What's wrong with tacos? Tacos are good, bro.
Yeah, he'll be a Mexican. Kind of look like one.
So I'm gonna have to join Zay. And I'm gonna be a white motherfucker, and I'm gonna have hair like fucking Rob Lowe. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be an old Brad Pitt looking ass nigga. I'm gonna be old Brad Pitt looking ass motherfucker.
Old Rob Lowe looking ass nigga.
I will be.
That's what's up.
Hey, dope, oh, you my nigga. Dope, you are my nigga. I would look like Uncle Jesse in a heartbeat, nigga. What are you talking about, nigga?
I thought you said Uncle Jesse.
Bruh, you fucking. Hey, I would be a good John Stamos looking motherfucker, boy. I would have
a good. You feel me, dope?
Feel me, dope.
I would be a good old Ben Affleck playing Batman ass motherfucker.
Fuck. I'm rich. I'm good. I'm entitled. I'm not getting beat by the cops.
Yeah, it is, man. That's respect. It's respect.
Oh, man, that was a good topic.
That was a good topic.
And shout out to the listeners. They say y'all motherfuckers is the food tonight.
We love y'all, baby.
They is cracking. I'm talking about motherfuckers got tears in their eyes and shit. This don't make no damn sense.
Hey, we turn up this Wednesday's night. You know what I'm saying? Hump day, we turn up y'all shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas don't be doing shit but crunching anyway, nigga. So you might as well turn up with the real trap. Basic Blow Radio.
Real shit.
Mob.
Real
trap. Bro, she's racist as fuck, bro.
Let it be racist as shit.
She's racist as shit.
She all black people racist. She all black people racist.
Hey, you know
her name should be her name should be Ruth or Ruby or Sarah May.
Hold on,
Sarah May.
Hey, hold on.
Older May.
When you mention tacos, though, I gotta keep it real though. Shout out to my Latina women once again. Love you. What's up? But I gotta keep it real. Black ghetto women make way better tacos. Hood women? Hood boys? Yeah.
That's true.
Y'all never fuck with a hood girl. A girl from the hood who mama keep the grease next to the stove and that little Crisco pot or whatever. Have her make you some tacos.
Unless you want some chalupas.
You know another reason why I couldn't be Hispanic? Because for some reason, Hispanic women, once they hit 30, their bodies turn into SpongeBob SquarePants. I don't understand it. They all turn into fucking either cereal boxes. Like, they bodies just get all fucked up after 30. They look like the Michelin Man. They look like the Michelin Man after 30. I can't do it. I can't be with it.
Hey, that's fucked up, though. That's fucked up.
They wear tight ass pants too. They wear tight ass pants. Like, fuck, bitch, you about to get a yeast infection.
they got the married with children Peggy pants on. I can't do it, dude.
Hell no.
Them dinosaur frills in the front, and they got enough makeup. Hey, you think they work at the rodeo and shit? I can't do it, man. I can't do it. I'm gonna be
stop the fuck with
you. Fuck you, Trevor. Like, we love it.
Stop
like
the
that.
Fuck with you. I love
it. Even though white women, they age like bananas, and they look like motherfucking. They just jumped out of a clown car. With all that makeup, Lord Jesus, like, I like.
Well, y'all some racist motherfuckers tonight.
Yeah,
they age miserably. They age miserably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They age miserably.
Oh,
that's just let me go on and be what I'm gonna be. I don't want to be white for a lot of reasons.
If I was white, I'd be a cop too. I'd be robbing all you niggas. I'd rob all you niggas.
I would
take your money.
Somebody mute this nigga microphone.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Jit, niggas be doing dope. Niggas be doing hella crimes for no reason just to get away with it. Please watch me get out of here. I'm getting.
Biggie, you stupid. Just doing hella crimes. I'm jaywalking like a motherfucker. I wish a cop would arrest me. Hey, buddy, what are you doing? Why are you harassing me? I'm jaywalking. I would love all the chicken. All the chicken with no seasoning. I wouldn't need no seasoning no more if I was white. Oh, I can eat everything without no seasoning, without no flavor if I was white. It'd be great.
Oh, shit.
This is the most racist. This is the most racist. Fuck, bro. I'm out. I'm not doing
it. I know, man. I think we might be canceled after this one. It might be the last episode.
Yeah. We got flagged.
Oh, man.
This on the long
here's thing. The problem. Here's the problem. Why people act like, okay, here's the thing. Somebody's driving really slow. Or they can't drive. You pull up to the car. What are you expecting to see? It's not racist. It's just, you know, an innate generalization.
You're going to see some old white folks. You're damn right. Or either, what you call them? Some fucking Mexicans. They be driving slow. You like, you already know your ass ain't supposed to be over here. And you got the nerve to be driving slow, drawing attention to yourself. Speak the fuck up. You know what's happening when you see them slow. That's all that is. They're nothing but them fucking Mexicans driving like they're on a old dirt road in Tijuana some fucking where. Y'all know what it is.
Lady, you know racist, man. She's
racist as fuck.
No.
Hey, I'm just saying.
You know what's fucked up?
I might turn in my pimp card after the night, man.
No, you got to keep your pimp card. Keep your card.
I got to turn that bitch
in. You know what's fucked up? You know what's hella fucked up, y'all, real quick? Ain't none of us want to be Asians because of one thing. They got little dicks. Ain't that a bitch? Think about that. Nobody wants to be Asian.
Well, you know what?
Dick.
I don't want to be Asian because I ain't never seen no Asian woman with no booty, and I ain't never seen one with
that's
no tits. I'm sorry. I ain't never
that
seen one
true.
With either or, and
no.
I don't want to eat rice
nope.
all day. I'm sorry.
You, I take that back. No, you're wrong. Hold on. Go to Black Ink Crew. That I did. Now, wait a minute. What's that? If y'all watch Black Ink Crew out there,
that nigga
what's her name?
Black Ink Crew.
What's the no? Come
she
on,
she is fine
what's
though. I don't know her name, but she's fine as fuck.
Ain't nobody listening to you, Zave, right now. We ain't nobody listening to you, Zave. We got somebody that pressed one.
Oh,
so we going to the 303. We going to the 303. Last four digits.
Come join the conversation.
7 Real Trap Wednesday. What's happening?
Who we got?
Peace, kings, and queens. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. What's going on, baby?
Oh,
shit. Real trap, baby.
Ebony B.
What's happening?
What's happening, Diva Ebony B? Now, I just want you to know that
oh,
was not me. That
low
was all Jit. Jit was being the racist that, you know what I'm saying? I was,
look at
I
this
was saying
nigga,
throw we, me should have, we should have... We should have more tolerance of other people. We should have tolerance of other people. We should kumbaya and hug each other. What's up? What's up, Diva?
Yes, what's up? How you doing, Diva?
What's up, King? What's up, Blast? What's going on, everybody? I've been listening to the show, and I wanted to say something about racism because my sister called me racist over the holiday weekend. And I had to break down to her that there's a difference between being prejudiced and racist.
And racist.
So stop
yep.
calling
her
racist.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, racism, to be racist, that means I'm able to mess with your money. I'm able to mess with where you live. I'm able to mess with your education process. I'm able to mess with all those great things that stop you from being succeeding. Prejudice is when I'm just prejudiced against something that you got going on. Like, you
that's
know,
right.
Like Jit eyebrows is a lot more better than mine. Like, his shit is on fleek. So I'm going to hate on him because I'm mad that he got those full-ass eyebrows over there. You know, I just want to break this down because when we make comments,
oh my God.
I mean, Jit do got some full, fleeky eyebrows. I am sorry. He is killing us in 2017. That's one.
God
so,
damn.
Can I just say this? She is like the fourth woman that asked me this week about my eyebrows. I don't touch them. I don't even know they exist. Like, I
that's
don't
the
know
problem. That's
yeah.
You know what, Jit? I found out where I messed up at. I've been letting these Asian chicks touch them. And maybe they was a little bit prejudiced against me because my eyebrows was on fleek at that time. Now they thin like a piece of paper and I got to get them back. I got to get my olive oil and just carry them right back, okay? That's cool.
Goddamn.
Oh, man.
The Ling fucked up your eyebrows, huh?
Ling Ling messed it all up, but she got my nails and feet on fleek, baby. It's all right, though. I can't get it all right. Can't have it off.
Hey,
she makes you my full step. Stay right. I promise you.
Ooh. Let's go. Let's hit Diva Ebony B with the four previous topics. I mean, there are three previous topics before we go into the fifth topic and close it out for the night.
Okay.
We're going to roll all the way back up to one. So, Diva Ebony B, if you found Aladdin's lamp, what would your three wishes be?
My three wishes would be for good health, to always live healthy, like to be healthy. And, of course, be very, very wealthy. Not rich, but wealthy. And to have wisdom and be humble with my money. Well, you know what? I'm going to need to switch some of those up because I'm going to need some type of protection with all of this money. Well, that comes into the wisdom. So I would keep the wisdom. Like, so it would be really good health for myself, you know, to be very wealthy and to have good wisdom and insight you know, so I can foresee some principalities or some haters coming against me so I can be able to protect my camp.
That's 100. That's what's up. All right, so I'm going to say this real quick, too. Don't, you know damn well I'm not about to ask this later this second topic, so, nigga, you can, and I'm going to skip to the third one. Diva Ebony B. Why do you think violence is so prevalent in American society?
Good question. That's a really good question. I think violence
Indeed.
Is so prevalent in society now because of the way people live. People usually commit crimes for a need, to fill a void or to fill a need. If we were able to fulfill those things that they may be lacking, you know, because years ago when I was out on the block, I was not on the block hustling and carrying on and doing what I was doing because I wanted to. I did it to survive. But if I was able to, if I was put in a position that I am now, I don't do half of it. I don't, matter if I don't do none of the shit I used to do now. But don't get it twisted. If I had to, I'd go back to it. But I think people commit violence because of their situations, history from abuse, history from not having the tools that they need to survive in life, not just to survive, but to live wealthy, to live freely, to be happy. So your environment caused a lot of stress, which caused you to do things that you wouldn't necessarily do if you wasn't under a lot of stress.
Now that's real. Much respect. All right, dope, it's on you, man. You want to hit it with that second topic?
See, me and Diva, we go back. See, we go back. So I feel comfortable asking Diva Ebony this question. Diva,
yeah,
Ebony,
after you done threw me under the bus, nigga. But go ahead.
if you wasn't with your husband and you weren't in love and you just, you know, for one night wanted to be with
that ain't the
favorite,
topic, nigga. Say it how the way you said it when the first came on, bro. You try.
I gotta say it this way to Diva and that one person. And,
all right, well, go ahead and let your soul grow.
And they testicles smelled a little tart. Would you tell them that their testicles smelled a little tart?
Hell yeah, I tell them. I'm not. Yes, I would tell that person. Like, yes, that would. Even my husband, if it's a little tart too, I'm going to tell him too. Is just, yeah, I would tell that person before we go any further. You know, I would suggest, I'll probably try to play it off and suggest that, you know, we go take a nice romantic shower or something like that. But if he ain't trying to hear me on the other, I'll be like, listen, I got to go because you got some cheese up under there and I ain't beat that. I did not bring crackers to this situation. I did not ask for cheese. I'm a Packers fan. I got my own cheese, nigga. I don't need none of yours.
Okay, then.
And that's kind of embarrassing, too, that I would have to tell you that. Matter of fact, it wouldn't even go that far if we were to leak up somewhere and, you know, you didn't really take care of yourself and, you know, get yourself smelling good. Like, there's nothing like a person who smells really good when you're about to. Yeah, you got to set yourself up for a date. And if you didn't take the time out to do so, then you don't deserve no cupcakes. It's over.
There it is.
Shout out to Diva. Shout out to Diva. What's our last topic, Jay?
All right, man, it's Real Trap Wednesdays on Next to Blow Radio, the final topic of the night, and this that shit I don't like. If you had to shit really bad and was stuck in the elevator, what would you do? Just hold your shit, bro. You ain't got to be shitting out these people in elevators and escalators and just shitting in there and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? So just hold your shit. That's what I would do. I would hold it till I get to the nearest motherfucking bathroom. That's what the fuck I do. So I want to know what y'all think about this topic. Final topic.
I want to know what y'all think about this topic.
Yeah. Thanks for dope ass music.
Thanks for dope ass music.
Shit.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
I got one question
before we get this popping. Who the fuck picked these questions for tonight?
Dope ass music.
Dope ass music.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that part. That's that shit I don't like.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead, Lady B. What would you do?
I mean, you're gonna be in there for about a good 2 hours, Lady B. You're gonna be in there stuck in this elevator for 2 hours.
I'm sorry. I'm vain like a motherfucker. I gotta hold it. I'm not about to shoot over in front of fucking people. And no. Just the thought of somebody watching me quiet. No, I'ma hold it.
That's enough.
Lady B, just to let them elevator doors open. Mm.
Exactly. I have my wide ass out in front of everybody. No,
I was about to say,
you.
I have all that brown round out there, girl.
No, thank you. My pride won't let me squat like that. I'm sorry.
Okay, then. Okay.
I might be backed up for the next 3 hours afterwards, but I'd be fucked if I'm going to have my ass out for another 5 minutes.
Mm-mm.
What about you? What you gonna do, Diva?
I'm gonna hold it as long as I can. I promise y'all, I'm gonna hold it as long as I can. And if I can't, it just might go down on the elevator. I ain't gonna lie to you. Shit, I'm sitting on 40s, baby. That green tea beginning this stomach real flat. I can barely eat anything now. Messing around with this detox and cleanser, so. Knowing me, I don't really go nowhere like that that ain't no close to the bathroom now that I've been detoxing. But I'm going to try to hold it as long as I can. But if I can't hold it, you know, you always got my pocketbook with me or some type of bag. It might just go down.
Oh, shit.
It's not going to be on the elevator. It'll go in the pocketbook. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm a Jersey girl. I carry a big bag. Clean that out later.
I'm sorry. If I had to choose between the elevator and my bag, that's going to be one nasty-ass elevator. I ain't putting it in my bag. I'm like, fuck your elevator, fuck the floor, fuck all that shit, but not my bag. No.
Oh, man. What about you, Zay? Zay?
Yeah. I mean, I think the coldest part about this question is I gotta ask two things. Let me ask one first one. Are we the only motherfuckers on this elevator?
No.
We're not the only person. Well, you didn't say that.
Now you got to think about it. Fuck if I'm the one who got a shit. Say if it's another motherfucker on that elevator looking at you like, hey, bro, I got a shit. What you mean you got a shit?
What you mean?
We in a little-ass elevator. I don't know about y'all, nigga. I think I'm close to
me
perfect.
And that
motherfucker about to fight. Close to perfect. That shit gonna stink. If you in there for a couple of hours and he or she talking about, I got a shit, oh, we fucked up. We is fucked up. Nah, nigga, you gonna have to hold that. So the first answer is gonna be, yeah, I'm gonna try to hold it, but I don't give a fuck. I don't embarrass easy. I'm not gonna hold no shit for no 3 hours. Are you crazy?
He said, I'm embarrassed easy. Y'all can kiss my ass.
You better bang out a square up top and get some ventilation in this motherfucker. Fuck you.
Oh.
I'm shitting in that corner like we in the pen. Like, nigga, we in the fucking holding corner.
I would be too embarrassed.
And then look at you in your face. You got your Starbucks napkins on you. You got some napkins on you, sweetie. I don't give a fuck.
He's
getting this out, man.
That's
lame.
Oh, man.
That's real
trap.
Oh, my God. Let's see what this nigga got to say. What dope got to say?
Now, the reason why I brought up this particular topic is it was really close to happening to your boy.
This nigga always
talks
on the
reason I brought up. It was really close to happening to your boy, right? I'm talking about, you know, when your stomach hurts and you can't clench. You like right there in the middle where you can't clinch because it hurts, but you got to shit. I was right there, right?
Real life story,
kid. Real life story.
What happened?
I could feel the turtle head coming, man. I could feel the turtle head coming. And you know how you do the white people walk when you got to shit real bad? You do the white people walk real bad. I couldn't even make it to a bathroom. I had to duck off into like a closet and go. I shit in the closet, man. I couldn't make it. I could not make it.
Damn it!
Hey, I'm gonna say, I tell you what, shit is changing. You know, that's different when you're 18, but nigga, if you're 35 and you're still shitting on yourself,
yeah,
you need to go see a doctor about that. That's some crazy shit.
Yeah, get you some Depends on Diva.
Yeah.
I got Depends on Deck, baby. I can help you out.
You
I got you.
For real, for real.
Man, it was one of those cappuccino. I had grits and eggs earlier that morning and some chocolate milk, and it just all festered at the wrong time.
Wait, let's just stop right there. Chocolate,
yeah,
cheese, eggs, grits, and chocolate milk. How do you even have that, like, for breakfast?
Yeah.
What happened?
Nigga, you eat some shit like that, you don't need to come out your house for a whole day.
You don't come out your house if you ate that. You could need to wait a couple of hours. You just flimmed up. You created a concoction all up in yourself. And then you go outside,
yeah,
shame on you.
Wait a minute.
And Diva,
well,
ain't no wait no couple
of
hours. No, you don't come out for 24 hours. Ain't no wait no couple of hours.
Wait a
don't
minute.
Come out for the whole
the 24
day.
Hours.
Yeah.
She asked you though, hey, bud, why she asked you though, like, what's wrong with your life? Like, you making fucked up life decisions. What are you doing over here? Like, what's wrong with you? Where you come from?
Nigga, you need to be on the toilet all day, did
you? You was that in the big shitty mess.
Yeah.
Hands down.
So you can think about what the fuck you just ate. For real.
Yep. Time out.
Y'all ain't shit. Y'all ain't shit.
Oh, we ain't shit. You shit in the closet.
I love y'all, but y'all ain't
shit. He shit in the closet?
Nigga, you with the shit.
Literally.
With the shit.
Literally.
Exactly.
Man, this show was fucking hilarious, man. Shout out to y'all brought the fire today, man. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in online. And they said this show was fucking hilarious. Hey, they said they miss you too, Zave. They said they miss you.
Oh,
shout out to everybody that said they miss Zave.
Hey, welcome back, broski. Love you, bro.
Nah, man, you know that. Yeah, fuck them. I don't know them, but you cool with me, though, Brody. I love you.
Damn.
I know.
Don't try to get
just a little shy, y'all.
It is over.
He just a little shy. That's all. It's all good.
Yeah,
I'm
you know.
Just a little shy.
Most
of everybody know that.
All right, well, we got 8 minutes left in the show, so we're going to go ahead and give our shouts out so we can get the hell up out of here so I can eat me some cheese, some grits and eggs.
Ladies
and
first.
With some chocolate
milk.
Chocolate milk.
You shouldn't be eating shit else after eating that.
You need some water and wheatgrass.
You need water.
For real.
And some
enema.
Get you a glass of water and go sit your ass in the corner somewhere.
Yeah.
Take a shit. Penitentiary style, nigga.
I courtesy flush in my own house. I courtesy flush in my own house because I don't want my daughter to come in there and talk about, ooh, daddy, you stink. I got to do courtesy flushes in my own house, man.
There you go.
You're right.
Hey,
get you a
lady
plug in, nigga.
Thank you for tuning in tonight. It was that definitely a pleasure to have you on. Go ahead, give your shout out. Let everybody know where you do it at, how you do it, and how you get down.
Ladies first.
You already know. It's your girl, Diva Abby B. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in to tonight's show. If you tune in online right now, make sure you scroll up at the top of the page and follow the show. You can be able to make sure you get updates when they're live. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. And big shout out to everybody in the 1000 Network. Salute.
Salute, Queen.
You can tell Diva she's a professional. See how she said that? She's a professional. Lady B, give your shout out.
Indeed.
Shout out to everybody tuned in tonight and regular listeners who tuned in every time you all are on the air. Be sure to follow me on Facebook, Bayina Sims, parentheses, Ladies of Enchantment, or Dream Team Entertainment Promotion. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram.
Salute.
Even though Zave only has one social media site, I'm going to go ahead and let him get a shout out too. Go ahead, Zave, get a shout out.
Well, damn, he need to grow up.
Damn, no, nigga, I think I am grown up. I'm only supposed to have one social media handle. God, you know what?
No, you need to have all the shit. We got to have all the shit.
Mom.
All okay, Mom. I'm going to do it, Mom. Damn.
Yeah, Dave, I can help you out with that. Hit up Diva Ebony B. If you want more social media presence, all you got to do is hit me up. We'll get your Instagram,
there
your
you
Twitter,
go.
Your Facebook, everything that you need. We'll take care of your social media presence if you want to get put on a global network. You'll have to stay
yeah,
at one
I'm bring my
you
brother in.
To.
He needs all of that.
I'm
going to
bring my brother in.
That.
Yeah. I'm
going to
try it.
Hold on, man. First of all, when did this become a fucking social media intervention for me? God damn. I'm in these streets, man.
You know
I'm
what?
Gonna,
we going to leave him right
bro,
there.
I'm
he a, do no. not need social media. We do not need to deal with clients like that. You stay right on Facebook where you at.
I don't even be on that shit, baby. I'm just on Twitter. I don't know. Nah, listen. No, but seriously.
That's equivalent to being on MySpace. What the fuck?
I'm thinking.
Damn.
I'm taking you to.
Okay, you know what?
I'm taking
oh,
you
damn.
To the intervention.
I'm about to go to my goddamn
I'm to the intervention.
My house. Then go shoot some pool. Fuck now, listen. I want to give a big shout out to all y'all here that's doing y'all thing. Thank y'all for having me on. Dope. Much love to you. Jit, much love to you. My sisters, no matter what, if I don't know y'all, I love what I hear that y'all doing with y'all movement. So keep doing that with the small business, your network. I will reach out to you because I am trying to build my thing up. So I do know I need this. It's just I'm old school, baby. That's all. I like to be honest,
wow.
But I know I need this. So much love to everybody. Jit. You my nigga, bro. 50 bands. Keep doing
it.
And you
already know, bro. We going to chop it up soon, too, bro. Definitely.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bring your ass out here in the bay, man. Come get this love out here.
Let's work it out.
Man, hey. This is your boy, Dope Ass Music. This is your boy, Dope Ass Music. We don't even care about the black Mufasa. We don't care about the black Larry King. Now go ahead and give your shout out.
Damn. My goodness.
You know, according to my Instagram and on DMs, it says otherwise. But hey, this your boy Jit Chronicles, aka the Black Larry King, man. You can follow me on social media. That's Twitter and IG at Jit Chronicles. Salute to the ladies, Lady B, Diva Ebony B, my brothers, Dope Ass Music. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Dave. Gotta shout out Miss Queen T, your boy Lee Bass, man. And check me out on the all new episode of Grind Hard Radio tomorrow night. It's going down. Ladies night, you know what I'm saying? Once again, it's the Black Larry King, and I'm going to always be next to blow on your motherfucking radio. Peace out.
You already.
Hey, I'm your light-skinned host, Dope Ass Music. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another rendition of Real Trap Wednesday. Thank you once again, Diva, for coming through and sharing this experience with us. Always appreciate
it. Oh, anytime. I'll be back.
Late Miss Lady B, she got her fans. She got the B Club. She got the B Club.
Hey, we love you, Queen.
Like, is Miss Lady B going to be on? I don't want to tune in unless yeah. Lady B going to be on. So shout out to Lady B. nobody really give a shit about Zave. You know what I'm saying? Him and his MySpace page. You can find him at Zave on MySpace. Him and Tommy. Him and Tommy.
Can I request a song, Dope?
Oh, you request? Oh, you want to request a song?
Yeah, just go out of the show.
Okay, well, I don't know if I have it on the switchboard, but what song you
want to
hear?
It's your song. Enjoy yourself with me. Yeah, it's your song.
Oh, man. You know what? I don't even have that on
you
ain't, the blow. I have,
we
ain't got you know,
to
that,
blow. Yep.
Man, we do not have that
right.
on the blow. You know, but it is okay. You know, next time, if you call in next Wednesday, I promise I'll have it on the switchboard just for you.
All right, make sure you tag me in on Facebook so I can know, you know, when to come in and show you some love and get the team on it and promote it.
Yeah, we're going to have a fire playlist for y'all next week. We're going to have a good playlist for y'all next week.
Man, shout out to Diva Ebony B. Hey, make sure, shout out to my man Jit. Make sure y'all follow my man Jit. He's my brother. You know, he keeps me in line over there on Grind Hard Radio. I'm on
he keeps everybody alive.
Yeah, he keeps everybody alive.
Wow.
Tighten up. You can catch me on Blast Your Thoughts on Mondays and Tuesdays. You can catch me on Grind Hard on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And, of course, you can find me here every Wednesday on Real Trap Wednesday. Unless either A, Dave has to work late or take care of, you know, take his daughter to gymnastics. Unless Jit's over there pimping
right.
white women or he's working real late. Other than that, we should be here on Wednesday. Once again, I want to thank everybody.
It's a blow radio.
And I'm going to go ahead and eat some food.
I'm going to eat me some non-duty-making food. I'm going to eat some non-duty-making food. That's what I'm going to do. Make some
Next Blow Radio. Real trap.
Next Blow.
We out.